The opening day of the monument had been selected as July 4th, 1894, on the suggestion that we tie it into the traditional July 4th celebration of Cleveland. We ended up having several things. We had a parade that wound through the city for over 5 miles. We had over 600 different units marching in there. We had over 6,000 veterans marching in it. And we actually had several of the original battle flags that the state of Ohio had loaned us from the State House. Songs were sung, poetry was read, there was enormous setting off of fireworks, and in the evening, after the parade, which took over 4 hours to go through, there was a concert and a light show at the end. So it was a major festival, and Gleason even states that even the most disgruntled person who was opposed to the monument had to admit that they had a good time on July 4th, 1894.